It's a Mike Calta show. It's 102.5 The Bone, 727-579-1025 or 1-800-771-1025. If we can find ladies in here that will lactate.
Right. Yes.
That can, because Rob was saying, and I've heard this before, and I've seen it in certain ex-hamster videos, that there is a certain distance and shooting ability that that some of them have.
Yeah.
If we can get a lactation shootout going on in here for these country mega tickets to the show with Kenny Chesney and all these other big acts in Jacksonville, I have to tell you, I would be super impressed.
Remember I told you when I was up at Crab Island there, where you hung out the one time,
yeah,
and I was hanging out with John C. that you met, and two different girls did that.
Said, wow. Shot it?
Yeah, look what I can do. That
not
too.
Even pregnant girls, right?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's like, you ever see a guy who smokes for so long, and then he could just go and blow, and then just blow smoke out, whether
right,
he's smoking
like
or not.
Hold his breath.
Right.
And do, yeah.
That's how it is, like, left over.
Right.
Stuck. It's constantly in there. So I don't know what you're laughing at. You're the one that's going to get shot with.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, you're going to go back and forth like a duck.
The memory showdown is on.
Are you too young for X-Files? Do you remember that?
Oh, I used to watch X-Files with my father. I mean, just he and I on Friday nights.
I was a latecomer to it. I want to say X-Files started while I was still living in New York. Could that be right? 90s? Early 90s?
Yeah.
89, maybe?
I would say so, yeah.
Well, anyway, I watched it. And I was a little nerd in the beginning, and then I realized what it was really about with aliens and conspiracy theories and all that, so right. I started getting into it. And then I worked with people who watched it, so I started getting into The Smoking Man, who Mulder's father was, and as the series came to a close, I was really into it, and I loved both the movies. I thought both the movies were great, and I thought also that you didn't need to continue the TV series to do movies. Like, the movies, the individual cases,
yeah,
really had little to do with the TV series.
Right.
So I would be very happy with that. And now I think what they're doing is brilliant, coming back with a 6-episode miniseries. Give people a little bit of taste and then slam them with another movie.
I think that's great. Yeah. I remember the one that sticks out in my mind was the people that could kind of shapeshift, and they lived out in the woods, and they could turn, like, they could look like they were chameleons.
Yeah.
Like they would
yeah.
turn into like the tree or whatever. That was weird.
And they filmed, of course, here with Lobster Boy and Gibsonton. We've had a lot of people that we know have been on the show. Jim Rose from the Sideshow Circus was on that show. So, I'm very interested to see where they go with the next movie. I didn't dislike the second group of inspectors that came in when these two left. When Mulder and Scully left, it was Robert Patrick and the Gish, the girl from that was on Sons of Anarchy that played the sheriff in the last one. Annabelle Gish, is that right?
Oh, I don't know. I got to be honest with you. I don't even remember that.
They
slowly integrated
them in because she left first, and they brought Gish in, and then they put Mulder somewhere else and brought Robbie Patrick in, and then they just kind of phased those guys out.
It's like bringing in other Dukes.
Yeah, but the thing was is that it's you like CSI, but then you like CSI Miami, and you like CSI Fort Lauderdale.
True Detective, they let you know up front.
I know.
It's going to be Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson for the first one, but then we're changing it. You know, each season is going to be two different detectives.
Right. So, anyway, the reason we're talking to Duchovny today is, in addition to him being a superstar X-Files guy and X-Files being in the news, he is doing what some people who achieve a certain status in Hollywood decide to do, and most of the time, it's embarrassing.
Yeah, most of the time, you go, oh, boy, guess who's doing an album? Yeah.
He's got an album called Hell or High Water. Now, last week on the show, in an attempt to play it and go, why is he doing this, we played it and then went, oh, it's not too bad.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
In fact, let me give you a little piece of it right now. Here you go. There's Hell or High Water, the single off of the new album from David Duchovny. Yes, that guy from Californication. Here we go.
That I can only hang around
See, that's not, it's not bad.
I can tell you one thing. It's no Bacon Brothers.
I don't
know. In a good way.
I'm unfamiliar with the Bacon Brothers. Were they bad?
It's just kind of...
Kevin doesn't sing, though, does he?
I think he does. I think they both play guitar and sing. Or something. I don't know.
Well, I have to say, the single worst one was who?
The single worst singing thing?
Yes,
or
because...
What?
Keanu Reeves just played bass in his band.
Right, yeah. Stardog, I think that was called.
Yeah, don't insult the 3-string bass player. Stardog. There's nothing wrong with that.
Val Kilmer was hilarious, but
Dane
could
Cook.
Actually kind of sing.
Who?
Dane
Cook was the worst.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
But
did
you say could kind of sing?
Val Kilmer.
Yeah, Val Kilmer's wasn't bad. Val Kilmer's, you just picture fat, shy Val Kilmer.
That's the problem.
If you picture Doors Val Kilmer or somewhere in between,
right.
It's not so bad.
But also, Jackie Chan was pretty terrible, too.
Well, bite your tongue. It's because you don't speak his native language.
Neither does he.
But Jackie Chan had like 9 albums in Chinese.
Right.
And so did Manny Pacquiao.
Manny Pacquiao, yeah.
When you're a hero in your country, you can do whatever
you
want.
That's the way it works.
Unless you're Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan was a hero here in this country, and yet did Hulkster in heaven, and that's still a complete embarrassment.
I like it.
Oh, I love it. It's a song that you play when somebody dies.
Right,
but.
Yeah.
But nothing was better than playing it while he sat here in the studio and squirmed.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, come on, brother. You're not going to. Oh, yes, we are. And Eric Bischoff sitting on the couch just laughing the whole time.
We still got to pull him up for 4th of July.
Yeah, we need to play. We need to get him in the studio and figure all that out because we were supposed to play at Hogan's last 4th of July. And then Josh that
set
morning.
Up. Our equipment was set up. We were over there.
On his way over there, Josh, our lead singer, got in a motorcycle accident, which he's still not fully recovered from. I mean, yeah, he just had surgery on his arm again.
Right.
And it was bad. And I got to tell you, there was only one person that complained out of everybody that showed up that the Soul Circus Cowboys were nice enough to step up last second and provide entertainment. And the only person, there was only one girl that got mad at us. Why didn't Joel get on the radio and say something? I don't know, because we weren't on the radio that day and our singer was in the hospital.
Yeah.
We put it on every bit of social media. But anyway, we're back this year to make up for last year.
Right.
And it'll be the biggest party for 4th of July. So we're looking forward to it. David Duchovny will not be there, but we may cover his song. Hell or High Water.
Maybe.
In fact, let's go to the hotline and welcome to the show for the very first time. You know him from The X-Files. You know him from Californication. And now you know him from rock and roll. Here is David Duchovny. David, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
I bet you're exhausted. I heard you did a lot of press today. I heard you with our friends Opie and Jim this morning. You must be miserable by now.
Well, I'm not miserable, but I'm tired because we did a full 90-minute set concert last night. That
yeah,
was the first time in New York.
How did that go? I mean, listen, first of all, we're talking to David Duchovny. He's got an album out called Hell or High Water, which we played yesterday on the show, the song. And you got to know that we wanted to hate you when we played it. We wanted to go, oh.
Good-looking guy.
Yeah.
He's a famous actor. Now, oh, I want to be a musician.
So put it on. And then I'm sure you get this a lot. Surprisingly good.
Yeah, it's like, to me, it's like a dog walking on its hind legs. You know, it's like, hey, he can do it.
So in my mind, and I'm not just, I'm sitting there in bed and I'm listening and thinking to myself, so what did he do? He was like, there's not enough reasons for girls to want to bang me. Let me see if I could sing as well. I mean, really, it's just something you always, did you do it before or were you like, I could do this?
No, never. I love music, and I know I'm not alone in that, but I never played guitar, and it was really something I wanted to do with my kids because I'm always telling them they got to try things and they can't give up. And I thought, well, you know, if they can see me sucking at playing guitar and still trying to do it, and a friend of mine, Keaton Simon, said just play 5 minutes a day, and, you know, in a few months you'll feel like, oh, you can play the songs you want to play a little bit.
Right.
That's all I ever wanted to do was, you know, play Beatles songs or Petty or Dylan or whatever, you know. And
how old are your
myself.
Kids?
They're 16 and almost 13.
Now, that must be pretty cool. My son is 8. And he's played the drums.
Yeah.
I bought him a full drum set as soon as he could sit behind one. And he loves to go in there and just crush him. But he's terrible. He's has no talent whatsoever. Like, you know how you could spot talent early in a child? He doesn't have any of it. But I like to let him go in there like bam, bam, and just hit it. So, but
right.
I get that. I'd love to be our show. We're a very popular show. We've been in this market forever. We have a band. We have a cover band. We have no aspirations to do anything more than to fill a bar and have a fun time. And we've been doing it for 6 years
right.
now.
Yeah.
Right. But as soon as we decided to do it, everybody automatically was like, oh, Jesus, these guys are going to suck.
They're going to be playing it on the air all the time.
Right. And so I would imagine you knew that people were going to give you crap about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, and they will, right? And that's fine because...
You're already rich.
Well, first of all, I'm not... First of all, I'm staying out of it. You know, I'm not looking at reviews. I'm not looking at social media. So, you know, I'm aware that it's got to be happening, but I'm not looking. So it's not going to be as specifically, as particularly as painful as it might be.
Well, I'll be completely honest with you. This show prides itself on making people feel painful if necessary. And we listened to it. We joked around about how what it was going to sound like before, and when it was on, we all went, oh, that was actually pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
I've only heard Hell or High Water. The rest of it may suck, but Hell or High Water itself is very good.
It's catchy.
Well, call me back after you hear the rest, and we'll talk about that. You can tell me I suck just then. But I think, you know, I get the thing what you're saying about your band, but I feel like, look, first of all, if the musician isn't having a good time, I don't think the people are having a good time.
That's...
You know, it's something that's infectious. So if you guys go up there and you're having a good time, to me that's half the battle. But then it's like music is for everybody. It's like you don't have to be a... You don't have to get a degree to make music. It's the most elemental thing on this planet, pretty much.
It almost helps if you don't have a degree.
Yeah.
It seems like
more fun.
Yeah.
I will say that in writing songs, you know, being unschooled at it, sometimes I made mistakes that were terrible, but sometimes I'll have written something in a song where somebody who's a real musician goes, wow, that's really interesting.
Isn't that the best feeling in the world? Like if we make a comedian laugh, that's the best feeling in the world.
Right. And he goes, I wouldn't think of that because that's like against this particular rule.
Right.
And I go, well, I don't know that rule.
Who do you have, friends who are established musicians that you run stuff by?
Well, Keaton Simons was the original guy, and then the producer that I was working with on this album was a young kid, a graduate of Berklee School of Music named Colin Lee, and he seems to know a lot about music to me, and he's a very talented, he plays a bunch of instruments, and so he's the guy that'll say, maybe it's a little better like this or something, you know?
That's good to have an honest guy. We're talking to David Duchovny. Yes, that David Duchovny from X-Files and Californication. He's got an album out called Hell or High Water. He played in New York last night. What's that like the first time you get up there and play in front of people? I mean, obviously you don't get stage fright, but this is a whole new ballgame for you.
Yeah, I didn't have any stage fright. I thought that I would because I'm not a guy who's been singing since I came out of the womb at all. I've been singing just for a little while, and I've been trying to become a better singer just for maybe a year and a half, and I've been lucky enough to find somebody that can help me, you know, understand and do that. And that's been an amazing kind of part of the whole journey is to actually try to sing, which I've never done in my entire life. So I would think that it would have been terrifying for me. I mean, if you would ask me what my greatest fear was 20 years ago, I would say to have to sing in front of people.
Yeah.
But last night and last week when I did it, I wasn't aware of having any nerves at all. It's crazy. I don't understand it. I think somebody's been dosing me with some kind of sedative.
It's like you said, though. If you're having fun, you don't care what else happens.
I think that's what it is. I think I'm having fun. I'm also thinking at some point I just went, you know, this is about getting a song across. It's not about hitting particular notes. Like, it'd be great if I hit them all.
Right.
But I'm sure that I won't because I'm not that kind of singer. I'm not perfect that way. So rather than focusing on trying to hit every damn note perfectly, why don't I try and relate what I'm singing about?
Can I tell you the other thing? I offer you some advice that you certainly don't need from me, but if I could just tell you from a fan and a listener perspective, I mean, a fan, yeah. But I love Billy Bob Thornton. I think he's a great actor, but he really turned into a complete asshole when he would do interviews and they'd be like, they'd mention acting and it was almost like he'd split personalities. He couldn't acknowledge that he had a career already that made him famous. You seem very comfortable with the fact that you're still a very successful actor who happens to be doing music now.
Yeah, well, but that's the truth. I mean, you know, I can't sit here and bullshit you.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's the thing. And the thing is that I think you'll readily admit, without having some celebrity, less people would be paying attention to it and finding out that it's good, where he doesn't seem to want to acknowledge that.
I wrote a book earlier this year. I got to talk about I'm a first-time novelist. I get to go on the Today Show. I get to go on Seth Meyers, whatever.
Right.
No other first-time novelist is going to get to do that. I got to. Nobody cares about books, first of all. So I get to go out there with a novel and reach millions of people who are really tuning in to find out about TV, film, and music.
Right.
And there's no way that I get to do that without having had success in that. And I'm so thankful for that because I love the fact that I got to show people, you know, a way to get to my novel. And it's the same with the music. I'm a first-time CD guy, first album. There's no way you guys are talking to me or anybody else is talking to me about this unless it became a hit on its own.
You may be the most realistic celebrity we've talked to in a long time. Yeah. This is David Duchovny. His album is Hell or High Water. He's got a TV show coming out on NBC called Aquarius, which is about the Charlie Manson situation, which fantastic that they're putting all of the episodes out right away, right? So you can binge watch them.
Yeah, well, the show came to me, and it wasn't set up to be done anywhere. I got attached to it, and then we went to set it up, and I assumed that it was going to be set up at a cable outfit, not Showtime, because I just left there a year or two ago, so
right.
Anywhere else but Showtime. And I was amazed. NBC stepped forward and said, we want to do the show, and I was like, wow, and I conceived of the show on... Because I wasn't going to do more than 13. It was always going to be 13. It's like, wow, NBC wants to do that. All right, man. They say they want to compete with cable.
That's how.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
You know? And now, because it is that kind of a cable storytelling style and that it's extended, you know, it doesn't wrap up
right
each episode, it does kind of lend itself to watching more than one at once. You know, so I think it's smart.
And that's the way people are watching. I need instant gratification, man.
Oh, absolutely.
My daughter, 16 years old, I've never seen her watch a television.
Right. She always watches on the Netflix or whatever.
Yeah. No, she doesn't. I'm the only one who watches TV in my house.
Do your kids watch X-Files or no?
No, my daughter never did. My son, I think he does. He has seen a lot of them. But we don't watch. We've watched a couple together, but that's it. I think they're excited. You know, my daughter's excited about Aquarius, which felt really good. She was like, "Dad, Aquarius looks so cool." Because I never talked to them about anything, and I think they're totally mortified that I'm making music. That's like, oh my god!
See, my kid started. We did it when my kid was like three, so he thinks it's awesome. But are you a married man still? Are you single?
No, I'm divorced.
Okay. Oh, so good for you because. You know, like I said before, not that you need help meeting girls, but this is nothing's better than being a rock star, buddy. Let me tell you, no matter how handsome.
I'm not a rock star.
I'm
out there singing some songs. If we sell and that happens, I'll come back and I'll gladly accept that.
Well, you just tuck in the back of your head that our band's open for you when you come and play in Tampa, buddy.
Okay, I would like that.
Seriously, check out, you got Aquarius, you got new X-Files, six episodes coming out, and you got Hell or High Water, which we honestly would crap all over if it was bad, but it is very good. And
listen to the rest of the album. I think it holds up.
We absolutely will. And the other thing is, thank you. Right. For some reason, I don't know why I didn't expect you to be as happy and as cool as you were today. It's very, very refreshing. I appreciate it, my man.
I appreciate the interview. Thank you.
Take it easy, buddy. There
Bye.
You go. David Duchovny. Somebody sent me a picture of him yesterday where he was naked with a teacup on his wiener.
Yeah,
you see that?
I did see that.
Well, I'm not mad at him. If I could let a teacup hang on my wiener, I would do that too.
What was that, Playgirl or something? Or
I don't know. Like that might have been an early modeling thing.
Yeah.
He seems, now that we talk to him, he seems like he's probably a nice, funny, like a cool guy to hang out with.
Well, he seems like he would be just from like Larry Sanders' show.
Yeah,
with Gary Shandling, because he had that whole thing and it seemed funny. Like, I know that he's an actor, but you can't really do that without being kind of a cool, funny guy.
Right. So say he's taking some modeling pictures and they convince him to take his pants off or whatever, and he's like, think I can hang this teacup on my ween?
Right, yeah.
And they're like, no. And he's like, watch this. And he stops for a second, and he thinks about some stuff, and then he's hanging. Then he's like, I bet I can get the teapot on there.
Yeah.
And you never know. I never saw that picture. But seriously, now that he's off the phone, I don't even have to. The song is good.
Right.
And then he was cool as hell today. I thought he was going to be a mopey prick, like a Yeah, I really want to talk about X-Files or, you know, it's right, music means so much. And he's like, whatever, I'm famous. I decided I want to try music and it worked out.
He gets it.
I appreciate that and certainly can relate to it. There you go. The album again, Hell or High Water. We'll play a little Galvin to take us to break and you can decide for yourself. It's no Jackie Chan, but it's a little bit better than Dane Cook. Now, there you go. We'll take a quick break. Here's Duchovny. Could think he could have a band name,
right?
Duchovny is a good band name.
He could be what is that called? The spread that goes on your bed that sounds
the
like
duvet. Duvet.
Yeah, it could be like duvet. David Duchovny. You put it together, duvet.
Yeah,
such a good interview, and then we just become idiots. We'll take a quick break. Here you go. It's Hell or High Water. It's the Mike Calda Show.
Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.